it's the stuff that keeps you up at night. Like, once you finally do get to sleep, your dreams are about what happened, and you're waking up in a dark, cold sweat.
Yeah. You had dreams about what happened?
Every single night. It's quite scary, actually, because the dreams feel so real, and they're not the same at all. They're all different. They're the different scenarios that run through your head during the day, like, what could have happened? Like, I'm alive, but what could have happened? Like, what if I wasn't alive, or what if I did let Mr. Rosenbaum steal my gun? It's those type of dreams. The outcome of it's bad, but almost every outcome is either me getting seriously injured or hurt or dead. Those are just the dreams I have on a daily basis.
The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
Jada Wisconsin versus Kyle Rittenhouse. As to the first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal. And I believe they came to the correct verdict, and I'm glad that everything went well. And it's been a rough journey, but we made it through it. We made it through the hard part.
Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here, and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, happy Monday. Hope you all had a great weekend, especially on Friday when the verdict came out as Kyle Rittenhouse was found not guilty on all charges. He was acquitted. It's a great day, really great day for the justice system. Now, other people, of course, beg to differ, as we all saw the reactions from the media, from celebrities, which, of course, that's it. I mean, that's all we really hear from, the media and celebrities. And even I was, you know, browsing through my Facebook feed and seeing some really dark reactions. And I'm going to talk about one of them in particular a little later on. But first, I want to get into how celebrities reacted to Kyle Rittenhouse when he was on the witness stand and his moment, right? When he cried. That's when I'm like, all right. Do you all have nothing better to do? Clearly not. If they have the time. Now, I'm talking about celebrities, of course. Clearly, they have nothing else going on. And they're taking the time to tweet about how terrible of an actor he is. That's all they use, by the way. The only words that I saw about that were terrible actor and murderer. Like, let's just go ahead and read through some of the comments. I just have to talk about this part for a second because it just made me laugh that these people who are big time actors, you would, and of course you're probably thinking, Carrington, girlfriend, are you that surprised? No. But at the same time, I have to talk about it because, again, this is still, at the end of the day, this is still the industry I'm involved in and haven't been as of late, but I'm getting back into it. So, of course, I got to keep up with what the celebrities are saying, right? I have to do that. That's just part of my thing, right? So let's get into some of the comments. So, like, some of the comments, fuck that kid. Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer. The end. A deplorable example, indeed. I wonder how they got the word deplorable. Could it be Hillary Clinton? God, sorry. I had a really terrible tickle in my throat there. More like, fuck that kid. murderer. Oh, yeah, here's the George Takei comment. Or is it Takei? Takei? Whatever. Tomato, tomato. He said, quote, if you want to see how justice often leans towards or hard towards privilege, watch the judge in the Rittenhouse case. A deplorable example, indeed. And that was George who said deplorable. And Kevin Zegers, who's from Fear the Walking Dead, also child actor and all that stuff. But he said, quote, now he's a good looking guy, but once he said this, he wasn't so good looking anymore. He said, quote, this is how the first take of a crying scene can look. Weeks of anxiety to push the tears out and you come up empty, end quote. Yeah. I'm like, okay, sure, I get it as an actor. I get your take on that. But he was trying to hold them back, actually, Kevin. Kyle was actually trying to hold back the tears, trying to keep it together. And a lot of emotions are at play here. So, Kevin, as an actor, maybe you can, you know, shut up and keep making your millions of dollars on Fear the Walking Dead and just leave him be. But, of course, he won't do that because it is this day and age, right? But, of course, Padma Lakshmi, who's from Top Chef, she's a Top Chef host, she said, quote, time for America to redefine what it means to be a promising young man, end quote. And then, of course, more people. Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer and terrible effing actor. Another one. Everyone judging Kyle Rittenhouse's performance today. Guys, he isn't an actor. He's a murderer. Give him a break, end quote. Another one. Kyle Rittenhouse's acting is so bad that if he gets through this, he should consider musical theater. Let's see. Another one. Bad acting coach, crocodile tears, but perfect for judge to give Rittenhouse a stern slap on the wrist and proclaim justice done. Ain't that America? End quote. I mean, just on and on. Another one. Tears don't equal remorse. Breaking down like Rittenhouse and Kavanaugh. Oh, here we go. Now they're bringing in Kavanaugh. Here we go. Breaking down like Rittenhouse and Kavanaugh are merely pleas for sympathy and leniency. Nothing more. Another one. That I saw, quote, I don't know if Kyle Rittenhouse was fake crying. I do know that he crossed state lines and shot three people, killing two of them. I also know that if he weren't white, he probably wouldn't be on trial because he'd be dead, end quote. Yeah, that whole tweet, I'm like, yo, Pat Kunani or whoever the hell that is. Yeah, you know absolutely nothing. So, again, you exposed yourself. Congratulations. Yeah, another saying fake crying. Just continue. Oh, here we go. Got to bring the white in here. Kyle Rittenhouse flashing a white power sign is definitely a bad look. So is murdering people. End quote. And then another one, which this one, it's Sean O'Connor compared Judge Schroeder to the Golden State Killer. I kid you not. Yeah. Yeah. You heard me correctly. He compared him to the Golden State Killer. He said, quote, the Golden State Killer is the judge in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial. That doesn't seem great for justice. Sorry, I forgot he had a question mark in there. But anyway, but you get the point. I mean, it's just all these things. They're saying what they know, which is one, nothing. And two, you see the top words. Bad actor, murderer. Bad actor, murderer. Are you seeing a trend here? They're all repeating each other. And it is kind of comical. But I'm just saying, you guys, like, maybe you're, you know, just airing your grievances to the public because maybe you don't have a job right now. Maybe that's what it is. So maybe y'all need to calm the F down. Yeah, just calm down and realize that maybe you all aren't as great actors as you think you are. Yeah. So anyway, I don't mean to sound like I'm bashing, but they're kind of bashing someone else, like just an innocent kid. So I have a little bitter taste in my mouth regarding that. So yeah, it's not a good look. And Yeah, Twitter is just, I don't know why I'm on it, but it's just sad to see all of this reaction, especially when he was on the witness stand. But but wait till I get into the reactions of when he was found innocent. Kyle, I mean, okay. When Kyle was found innocent, oh, let's get into that. Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. Okay, let's get into the comments made after the verdict, right? So Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges, not guilty. The majority of the country are for this. That means we have faith in the justice system. Sorry for people who are anti-Kyle, but you're in the minority. So hate to break that to you, but you are. Let's start with the recent celebrity that came out, who is Reese Witherspoon. She says, quote, "A world where Kyle Rittenhouse goes free isn't safe for any of us." Wow. What a great comment that is, Reese. Reese, you're part of the problem because already the left-wing media, you know, MSNBC, CNN, which I'll get into their comments. This isn't helping. So you're part of the problem. But following previous to that, SNL decided for their weekend update to say this. So Michael Che, he attacked Kyle Rittenhouse, which again, not surprised. I mean, SNL, like, can you get canceled already? Seriously. Like, please just cancel already. He says, quote, this is from Michael Che, quote, "Hopefully he got all of that shooting out of his system," end quote. Yeah, said that too. West Side Story star, the new West Side Story movie coming out. Rachel Ziegler, she said, quote, "Rittenhouse verdict is the epitome of white privilege," end quote. And of course she has to say her comments because a new movie's coming out. Her new movie, West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg. I mean, come on. Of course she had to say her comments because, new movie coming out. That's usually when. Then with Reese Witherspoon, though, I'm kind of like, well, Reese is a big enough star, but I don't think she has a new show coming out. I mean, she just had the new season of The Morning Show out, but I'm trying to think of anything else she's doing. But anyway, but then we get into the media and the representatives in the House and, you know, who are saying their comments. So MSNBC's Tiffany Cross, she said, oh, quote, "Rittenhouse is a little murderous white supremacist." Cool. Yeah. Anyway, then she said, Ilhan Omar, of course, shared her support for the jury. Just said, the jury is fucked up. Yeah. And it goes on and on. CNN, of course, said, quote, "Nothing more frightening than angry white men." That was by John Blake, of course. Maxine Waters says, "Justice has not been served." And of course, back to celebrities, you have the Mandalorian star, Pedro Pascal. He basically put the criminals who attacked Kyle Rittenhouse on a pedestal. Literally just said, you know, oh, they're the victims. They are the, like, no. They are the ones who attacked him. So let's get that straight. Yeah, it's just on and on and on and on. So, of course, you have the majority who are relieved. Because, like I said, we have faith in the justice system. Because we haven't for a while, let's be honest. We haven't had faith in the judicial system for a long time. Of course, you have other people saying, you know, we're on a very dangerous path and we're not safe and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on. With social media, I have to talk about this one specific comment. Now, before I get into the comment, well, it's a post, but still, it's this person made a comment. Now, I'm not going to say names. I'm not going to say which gender they are or all kind, you know. Just going to leave it as the quote and take it from there. But before I get into that, the comments I did see, I saw actually, even though they were negative comments, but they still wished Kyle the best. They still said, you know, some of them were just, you know, oh, I don't agree with the verdict, but I do wish him the best. I hope he's safe. And I was like, oh, well, that's a good thing. Even though you don't agree with the verdict, at least you're wishing him the best, which is good. Good. And of course, you had the, of course, all positive comments like, yes, justice is served. Woohoo. You know, exciting. Like I said, the majority. Okay. Then you had some of the really bad comments, like just, you know, I hope he dies. And I mean, like that kind of stuff I don't like, which is what I'm going to get into here with this quote. So this person posted from their Instagram story, and this is the quote here. It says, all I can say is I hope justice is served to Kyle in the most brutal way the universe can offer. I hope he never finds love, friendship, or success in his life. I wish for him nothing but pain and suffering for the rest of his life. I would be overjoyed if he suffered some horrific illness and dropped dead. End quote. People who say things like that, that just breaks my heart when they said that. I was just scrolling through and I went, really? Because, well, I hope you're eating your words, because guess what? He is going to find love. He has great friendship already. And it seems like he has a pretty good family base. Okay. And you know what? And the success part, oh, that is coming big, baby, because he is going to sue every single one of those mofos that defamed him. Hell, he gonna be richer than Nick Sandman, baby. He's gonna be a multi-billionaire after this is all over. Because yes, that's the success he deserves. He deserves every penny. Every penny. So yes, I hope you're eating your words, because yeah, he's gonna be just fine. Just fine. Now, yes, he's gonna have to move. He's gonna have to maybe change his name. I don't know. He's going to have a rough go of it for a bit. But once he starts getting the team together to sue every person that defamed him, oh, the success, oh, it's coming. And Kyle, we are all rooting for you. And that is what you deserve. Happiness. You deserve success. You deserve love. You deserve it all, because you've been through hell and high water, baby. So we're rooting for you. Don't worry. We are rooting for you. So, and that clip I played at the very beginning, that was from Tucker Carlson's Originals. That's his clip that he had on his show when he was talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. So, yeah. So guess what? Basically, the whole point is media, celebrities, all of you people that are anti-Kyle Rittenhouse, you're not in charge of the country. And that is what this verdict proved. Besides him using his right to self-defense. Okay. So, media, celebrities, let me repeat to you again. because I know you probably don't listen to the show, but I don't care. I don't care. You do not run our country. You're not in charge of our country. So the verdict, again, proves that. So sorry, not sorry. That's the way it goes. Now, let me repeat to you again what the Second Amendment says. It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And there you go. So, again, media, celebrities, you're not in charge of our country. And to quote Tucker Carlson, most people don't watch that crap. So, there you have it. As always, I end with a quote. I have always been delighted at the prospect of a new day, a fresh try, one more start, with perhaps a bit of magic waiting somewhere behind the morning. J.B. Priestley. I do like that quote because it is true. This is a brand new start. Brand new day, brand new start. So I could do a recap of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial and all that stuff. But to be honest with you, I don't really need to because we saw enough of it in the news. We've all been following it. And the only thing that still really bothers me is the fact that Binger pointed the gun at the jury with the finger on the trigger. But I will have to move on from that. And you all know how, especially from my prop gun episode about Alec Baldwin, you know how I feel about gun safety. So anyway, I'm sure you all are not happy about that either. But anyway, like I said, one more start, new day, fresh try, move on. The verdict is in. Here we are. So let's start fresh. I'm going to do my best to have an episode, a new episode before Thanksgiving. It's tight, but I'm doing my best. So if I do have one, obviously you will know. If I don't, well, then have a happy Thanksgiving. And because, you know, the holiday season is here. So everybody's going to be prepping all week, including myself. So if I don't speak to you all before Thanksgiving, have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your families and your friends, wherever you are. And until next time, everybody, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.